Morning, everybody. Good to be here and see everybody this morning. Turn to Wisdom of Sirach, chapter 5. I'll read just a few verses here. It says, "Do not set your heart on your possessions, and do not say, 'I am independent.' Do not follow yourself and your strength so as to walk in the desire of your own heart. And do not say, 'Who will be Lord over me?' For the Lord will surely punish you. And do not say, 'I sinned, so what? So what happened to me?' For the Lord is patient. Do not be so confident of atonement that you add sin to sin, and do not say, 'His compassion is great, He will atone for the multitude of my sins,' for both mercy and wrath come from Him, and His anger rests on sinners. Do not delay to turn to the Lord, and do not put it off from day to day, for suddenly the wrath of the Lord will come forth, and in the day of vengeance you will perish. Do not set your heart on dishonest wealth, for it will profit you nothing in the day of distress." Just reading that this morning there, and the verse 5 there, it says, "Do not be so confident of atonement that you add sin to sin, and do not," and 6 there says, "and do not say, 'His compassion is great and will atone for a multitude of my sins.'" Just made me think of David said it a lot of times, that, you know, just because, you know, us young people are, because of what our parents have taught us, and, you know, we might go to church every Sunday and know what's right because of what our parents have taught us, just because we know what's right to do, and doesn't mean that we're automatically. I'm trying to think how I want to word this. I guess it's just because we have seen our parents go through things, and other leaders that we've had growing up go through things, and it doesn't mean that we can just coast along behind them and expect to be all right. We gotta make our own decisions and do what we know is right to do. I don't know. Not really coming out how I was thinking. I was wanting to say all this. I don't know. I guess just. I guess one of the thoughts was, you know, I had to, is, you know, we shouldn't tempt God's mercy and God's grace to us. He is very merciful and very graceful, but we shouldn't tempt that and try to get away with it. You know, like the verse says there, "I have sinned, and what happened to me?" You know, we maybe do something wrong and nothing really happens. You know, nothing bad happens. You know, some people think, you know, if you sin and do something wrong, you know, bad things are going to happen to you, but that's not always the case. But just because that doesn't happen doesn't mean that we should try to tempt God and get away with doing things like that. You know, the Bible says, to him who knows what's right and doesn't do it, it's sin. So, you know, if we know something's right and we're not doing it. It's a sin. We shouldn't push God's patience. We should try to say he's merciful, but we gotta meet him halfway too. So, is anybody having prayer requests this morning? Just come forward this morning. Just want to thank you for all that you do for us, God. Thank you for the nice weather and the allowing us to gather here today. And just ask you to be with Margie in her upcoming surgery, God. Just put your hand over her. Just to bless her. Also ask you to be with Brian McCormick and his family, God. Just keep your hand over them as well. And just your will be done and all of that. Once again, God, I want to thank you for all that you do for us. Just be with Uncle David as he brings his message to us this morning. Just help us be mindful of you and all that we do and say. Just stand and pray. Amen.